Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Allison Williams. The fans go wild when Allison Williams, features editor at Time Out New York, enters our studio. Thanks for joining us, Allison.
No problem. They follow me everywhere I go. What can I do about it?
It's so a tough life. Annoying. Well, you are here to tell us some things that we can think about for this weekend. And those screaming fans out there are screaming for someone that you're here to talk about.
Exactly. They're screaming for the Jonas Brothers, which if you have a 13-year-old girl, you probably know who they are.
I have two 10-year-olds and a 7-year-old. Yeah. I know who the Jonas Brothers are.
Well, they have a 3D movie coming out, a concert movie this weekend, and this is the type of thing that if you like the Jonas Brothers, you're going to love the movie. And if you don't really love the Jonas Brothers, maybe this is not the weekend to go out and see.
So it kind of works like this, right? The Jonas Brothers have a 3D movie, Allison?
I mean, it's what I did.
Now, just for people who don't know the Jonas Brothers, explain exactly what the conceit is here.
Sure. They are three brothers. They're in their late teens and early 20s. They perform on the Disney Channel. They've done a lot of stuff with Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, that whole crowd. The High School Musical kids are going to enjoy the Jonas Brothers.
So it's kind of like, you know, Hannah Montana, but with guys.
Yes, with boys.
So, and there we go.
It's really very PG. It's good for kids.
Very PG. Good for kids. All right. Besides the Jonas Brothers, what's coming out this weekend that we can go and see?
You know, there aren't a lot of big movies coming out this weekend. I think now's the time to go catch up on stuff that you haven't seen. If you watched the Oscars last weekend and thought, oh, I meant to go out and see Slumdog Millionaire or The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, those things are going to be leaving the theaters pretty quickly to make room for all the big summer stuff in the next couple of months.
All right. Well, then, you know, everyone's going to be checking this out, right?
It's getting hot in here.
Are you nervous?
What? Am I nervous? It's you who's in the hot seat, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Of course, that's a scene from Slumdog Millionaire, which got 8 Oscars this week. You know, do you think Slumdog Millionaire, for people who haven't seen it, who like listened to all the hype all week long, do you think this movie sustains the hype? In other words, is it a better movie to go and see if you don't know that much about it or if you've heard all the hype?
You know, I think if you've heard all the hype, it's going to deliver pretty much what you expected. It's bright, it's colorful, it's got some serious parts, and it's got some fun parts. So I think it's going to be rewarding for people who've heard a lot of the hype.
What about the movies that people haven't seen? Say, for instance, Kate Winslet's two movies, The Reader and Revolutionary Road. Right?
Those are both very serious movies. I think you want to go into it knowing that you're in for a thoughtful evening. But they're also both very rewarding. However, they can also wait for DVD.
Right. And Benjamin Button, is that a wait for DVD, do you think?
You know, that's actually a really beautiful movie. It won for visual effects, for makeup, for art direction. That's maybe something you want to go see on the big screen because it's so lush and so gorgeous.
So a recommendation, actually, to
see
Benjamin Button.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. All right. So let's say we're just going to stay at home. You've got how many kids, Jerome?
Seven.
I've got 4. So you got a couple of stay-at-home dads that you're looking at here, Allison.
Well, there's a DVD set that came out a couple of weeks ago that I just love, a show called Dead Like Me that was on Showtime a couple of years ago. And this is it's a really fun comedic drama. It's about a bunch of grim reapers that hang around dealing with dead people.
So fun, comedic television series called Dead Like Me.
I'm going to get a pet bird.
What are you going to do with a bird?
Stick it in a cage and feed it. What do you think I'm going to do with it?
Well, I think you should at least get one you can eat.
I'm going to get a friend. I'm not going to eat my friend.
So this is the workaday world of Grim Reapers who have to go around the world and tell people that they're dead.
Exactly. It's being a Grim Reaper is kind of like jury duty. You don't pick when you're chosen to do it, and you don't really have much of a choice. And they're fun characters. They're grumpy, which is a good group to hang out with if you're having a stay-at-home kind of feeling grumpy kind of day.
And this only had one season, right?
It had about two seasons.
Okay.
And there's also a made-for-DVD movie that comes along with the set. So there's some new stuff in there, and it's just a great rainy day activity.
So Dead Like Me, that's a recommendation. What about on TV, regular old sort of, you know, non-plug-in TV?
Right. Well, this Monday, a show called Harlem Heights is going to premiere on BET. And it's kind of like The Hills, if you're familiar with that at all. It's a documentary-ish that's following a bunch of young people as they live their sort of fabulous, wonderful lives.
It's a reality show, kind of MTV-like, but in a sort of BET take.
Yes, very similar. Although I have to say a little more serious. It follows them. It starts on the night of the 2008 election, and you see a little bit more real emotion, real drama than you do with The Hills.
Maybe Jerome's family would be a reality show.
It would be a pretty wacky reality.
We could put
show.
Some cameras in there. We should try to pitch that to BET.
I would wait on that one. Wait till that comes out on video.
All right. So as far as other television options are concerned, you've actually thought about an old favorite here. And let's hear a little bit.
Hi. Is Dr. Morris around?
Are you a family member?
I'm John Carter.
Uh-huh.
Used to work here.
Oh. As what?
That's from ER.
Right. Now, ER's been on a little while. It's been about 15 years now.
It's like Gunsmoke or something. Yeah, it's amazing how long it's been on.
Exactly. But, you know, it's coming to an end this year. It's going to end on April 2nd. And they're really sending it out with a bang. They're bringing back a lot of old actors. That was Noah Wiley. George Clooney is going to be
Clooney's
making...
Clooney's going to come back?
He's making an appearance, which shows that he knows where he came from and he's willing to come back and show up. And the show has had some ups and downs, but it's coming out on a high note, I think. And it's always been a very... interesting hospital drama, and it's influenced so many other shows.
Quickly, music, video games?
Well, we've got U2 coming up with a new album, No Line on the Horizon. I don't know if you've heard of U2, a little bar band from Dublin. They get around sometimes.
It's the guy with the guitar, the band with the guitarist with the weird name.
Right, exactly. Bono
Blade.
Would be a little sad that you... But, you know, it's going to be huge. It sounds exactly like what you'd expect from U2. I think it's not going to surprise anybody, but it's not really going to disappoint anybody.
Rolling Stone gave it a huge review.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have a video game recommendation.
Right. There's a game called Flower for PlayStation 3. It's the kind that you can download rather than having to go out and buy. And rather than a shoot 'em up or, you know, World War II style game, this is a really beautiful, lush, visual, relaxing, kind of like a Zen video game.
All right. Well, all of your suggestions will be on our website. And I guess it's safe to say that we are in the netherworld before Watchmen comes out, right?
You a little excited there?
I am so excited about Watchmen. I am the biggest Watchmen fan in the universe.
Comes out on the 6th, Friday, March 6th.
We will talk about that.
I'm very excited.
Yes, indeed. Allison Williams, features editor at Time Out New York. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET in Detroit. I'm in for Adora Udoji. All this morning, we're thinking about President Obama's proposed budget and we want you to weigh in on it. It's being described as a priority shift, so do you think these are the right priorities? Tell us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
If you missed anything, you can take our podcast to go. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. Here's your takeaway.
Every large factory and refinery and smelting company in the country is going to have a monitor that measures that installation's output of carbon dioxide, because you can't begin to regulate and tax carbon unless you know where it's coming from.
The Obama administration wants to get $150 billion from carbon. You should podcast that interview with the New York Times' John Broder. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Jerome Vaughn.
Jerome, thanks for being here, buddy. This is The Takeaway.
I loved it.